Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the fourth part of the Name al-Razzaq, and today is January 25th, 2020. And this is Quranic studies class. Okay, the fourth part is about how to increase your provisions. How do you do that? Okay, before we can understand that, let me explain something to you. We said that your provisions are pre-assigned in heaven. Your provisions are pre-assigned where?
In heaven.
In heaven. Okay? So, then we say how to increase your provisions. Do you see a problem here? Do you see a problem? When we say that you can increase your provisions, but at the same time we say that your provisions are predetermined in heaven?
Yeah.
What's the problem that you see there?
Because you can't increase it if it's already pre-assigned.
Exactly. You can't increase it if it's already pre-assigned. Then can you answer this question for me? Then how come we are saying, how could we say you have there are, you increase your risk if it's pre-assigned? Huh? Yes, go ahead. That's about drugs, people who get drugs.
Huh? No, because...
It's a concept that you didn't hear about before, so I don't expect...
It's pre-assigned, but whenever you do something good, Allah will raise it?
Yes, but why it's pre-assigned if it increases?
What lesson is
this? This is a Razzaq part 4.
Lesson 17.
Okay. Huh?
It's pre-assigned because if you don't do any good deeds, then it'll just stay like that. And if you don't do any bad deeds, it'll just stay like that.
Okay, let me explain it. You know, you're hitting there. Mm-hmm.
Now you got to drink the water.
Escorting services. Okay, who's going to write? Where are the other two?
They went to the bathroom. So
when they come back, yeah, okay. So, basically, there are two things. There is qadar, and there is qada. Okay. Okay, then what is al-qadr? What is al-qada? Al-qadr is the design, and al-qada, what actually happened. Okay, so there are two books. One book is called Al-Qadr, and the other book is called Al-Qada. Al-Qadr and Al-Qada. I'll give you an example. When Prophet Muhammad went to Allah to get the journey trip of ascending to heaven, okay? When Prophet Muhammad went there, Allah assigned him how many prayers? Who knows how many prayers first?
50.
50. Good job. And then while he was going down to earth, he met who?
Prophet Musa.
Prophet Musa, that's right. Then Prophet Musa said, how many prayers Allah has assigned to your ummah? Your ummah means your nation, which are the Muslims from the first one to the last one. How many prayers Allah assigned to your ummah? Guess what was the answer? He said, 50. Prophet Musa said, oh my God, 50? Your people are, I mean, 50 means we pray every half an hour. This is like beyond the ability of anybody. So then he said, go back to Allah, ask for less. So he went to Allah and asked for less. So Allah gave him less. Let's say he gave him 30. Okay, 30 prayers also still, you have to pray almost like every hour. So when he was descending down to earth, he met Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa said what? You, Allah will not, your people are not going to make it for with 30. Well, go back to Allah. So he went back to Allah. Allah said, let's say 20. And then he went back. Prophet Musa told him, your ummah will not be able to make it until up and down, until Allah said five prayers. And the one who does the five get the reward of the 50. So you do the five, you get the reward of the 50. Okay? Yes. So now Prophet Musa, Prophet Muhammad was descending down to earth. He met Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa told him, how many prayers? He said five. He said, go ask for less. So he said, no, I'm shy from my Lord. He said 50, five, and the ones who give 50, they counts like 50 for the ones who get five. So what is the design? 50 prayers. What actually happened down is five prayers. If I tell you from 50 to 5, write down, okay, write down the notes. Let's say initial plan. Final. Okay. Okay. Do you understand now? Now, let me ask you a question. Why Allah is doing that? Notes. Why Allah is doing this? Why didn't he just from the first minute say to Prophet Muhammad, okay, you are going to assign to your people five prayers? Why? Does Allah change his mind from 50 to 5? No. What is it? Yes, what Allah wanted us to recognize. Allah wants us to know about him. When we know about Allah, we go to Jannah. The more you know about Allah, the more you get in Jannah. And the more, the higher rank in Jannah, you know. So how would you recognize his kindness?
Can I erase this?
Yeah, I already did that. So just start from over there. Clean this stuff over there. Okay? So basically, Allah wants us to recognize his kindness. And Allah will do the same. Allah initially will have everybody like initial plan. Everybody will get like this person. Initial plan is to get $100,000 during his life. But what actually take place, this person could end up having 5,000 or 15,000. Less or more. So the first plan is 10,000. The final plan could be either the same, more or less. Why? Because he wants us to recognize his kindness. And I will explain to you why. Let's say the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that says that a man from the nations before you, he was a righteous man. He has some kind of connection with Allah. He has some kind of connection with who? Allah. So he was walking by a garden. He's walking by a garden or a farm. And then he heard the angels talk in heaven. Okay, everybody was in drought. Everybody was what?
Drought.
In drought. And then he heard the angels talking in heaven, put rain in this person's farm. And they named the person. Bring rain to this person's farm. So the guy was amazed. The guy who heard it, the special guy, he was amazed. So he went and asked Allah, asked the angel, why did you, the initial plan was everybody's drought. The initial plan that everybody's what?
Drought.
No rain at all. Then the final plan that Allah decided to, Allah commanded the angels to bring rain to this farm. Any other farm? No, only this farm. Uh-huh. So he went to the farm guy and he said, what's your secret? Everybody's not getting a rain and you are the only one who's getting a rain. What is it? He said, oh, if there is any reason, it would be that I divide the crops into three piles. Three what?
Piles.
Or three portions. The first portion goes to the needy and the poor and needy, which is one third. The second one third is for my family to eat. And the third one third is, and I invested back into the land, which is preparing the land to the next harvest season. So now the special guy, they said, now I understand. So what happened? All angels now recognize that this person, the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah, the thanking of Allah, because Allah is the most thankful.
Mm-hmm.
So he thanks people for doing good deeds. Okay? All right. Now, another example. Angels were talking together, and in the initial plan, Allah would decide that this guy is going to live 60 years and that's it. 60 years and die. After 60 years, this person would die. Okay? So then they all heard the angels were telling each other the final thing that will actually happen, that it increased to 70 years. Instead of 60 years, it increased to what?
70
years. So he said, okay, why? So the other angel said, because he was kind to his parents. Because he's kind to his parents. So Allah gave him 10 more years of life. Wow. It's a nice gift. 10 years more of life is not healthy life. It's not a life that you're in pain, constantly in pain. No. Healthy life. Okay. Now, what are other things? What are the things that causes for your pre-planned or initial plan to decrease? They say, disconnecting yourself from your kinship or from your relatives. Like, you don't call your mom, you don't call your dad, you don't call your aunt, you don't call your uncle. You don't call them. They don't call them and say hi or say, how are you doing? This is a reason for the provisions to decrease. Okay, so the opposite is true. If you want your provision to increase, then maintain your relationship with your kin, your family and kinship. Okay. Allah says that, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said that Allah usually gives people punishment in the hereafter. Yes.
Can I go drink water?
Yes. Usually Allah, you can erase this.
What?
You can erase this and start continue. Allah, if you're mean to your parents, Allah will bring you a child who is mean to you. Okay? Allah does not postpone the punishment of being mean to their parents. Allah does not postpone it until the day of judgment. Allah gives it to you over here. In this life, you're kind to your parents, your children will be kind to you. You're mean with your parents, your children will be mean with you. And I've seen a man who hit his father, beat up his father. Okay? And his father saying, I am old, you will be weak. And I was strong. And I didn't harm you. Now, I am weak and you're strong and you're harming me. The same guy, people say, the same guy, his son, they saw the same guy, his son is beating him up. And then he was crying and he said, I did this to my father, I deserve it. Okay? So these things, like the being mean to the parent, doesn't stay until the day of judgment. Allah make you pay the penalty here and in the day of judgment as well. Okay. To wake up early, that increases your initial pre-planned shares of risk. Adultery or fornication, dating, that decreases. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the people who are liberal in the relationship between men and women, committing adultery and fornication, Allah saying, Prophet Muhammad is saying, Allah will punish them with diseases, like AIDS, for example. Allah will punish them with diseases and sexually transmitted diseases. Allah is going to give them diseases and decrease their wealth. Decrease your risk. Your initially pre-assigned risk decreases. Okay. Ignoring Quran, ignoring prayers, ignoring the remembrance of Allah. That causes poverty as well. That causes a decrease of your initially pre-assigned wealth. Okay. Ignoring the guidance of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a guy came in the day of judgment blind. So he was talking to Allah. He said, Ya Allah, why am I blind here? And in past life, I had a vision. I was able to see. He said, because in the previous life, which is this life, you give our religion the blind eye. You blinded yourself from my religion. And so is the fair punishment that you are blind in the day of judgment. And that also decreases the pre-assigned initial shares, risk. Okay. Cheating and dishonesty in business and dealing with others, that decreases the pre-assigned initial wealth or initial risk. Usury or interest. Interest or usury, it is one of the worst thing that will make you lose a lot of your life or a lot of your risk, a lot of your wealth, a life. You know, the risk is pre-assigned, initially pre-assigned. This will decrease dramatically if you do riba, usury. And there is something called barakah. Now, who knows what barakah is? Huh?
Blessings?
Blessings, exactly. What does it mean? What's the meaning of blessings? Huh?
You've been given something?
What's the meaning of blessings? You're playing games? Really? What is the meaning of blessings? Huh? Okay? You have something in your mind? I didn't get to tell you this before, so if you don't know it, it's okay. Yes, what does it mean Allah blesses what I have?
When He gives you the most bad and doesn't give you the bad out of it.
Exactly. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more benefits. So, when for the same thing Allah gives you more benefit. For the same thing Allah will give you more benefits. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have $100 that are not blessed. Let's say $1,000 that are not blessed. Then what happens? You find yourself spending this $1,000, $200 traffic ticket, $100 parking fines, $250 pre-Kobe at the hospital. $300 fixing your car, etc., etc., etc. So at the very end, you see that this $1,000 did not benefit you. They were all went into fines and diseases and fighting diseases. So they are not blessed. They are not blessed. Now, the blessed $1,000 is what? What is the blessed $1,000? The blessed $1,000 is... The blessed $1,000 are... You use them to buy food, to buy milk, to buy clothes, to buy shoes, to buy home, to buy car. You get a lot of benefits out of it. And it's the same $1,000. Okay? I'll give you another example in terms of time. Let's say your time is not blessed. You wake up in the morning late. You go to the bathroom, try to get water, open the water. There's no water. Then you wear your clothes, they all need to be ironed. Then you go down to the car, you turn on the car doesn't want to start. Then you start the car, you wait for AAA, and then you start the car, you hit every red traffic light. Every red one, you're hitting it. And then you go to the bank to finish your transactions. Then you have 40 minutes waiting line. You name it. And then, in the meantime, you got a traffic ticket while you're driving. That is not blessed. That's one day is not blessed by Allah. For the same exact day, if the day is blessed, then this is what happened. You wake up in the morning, okay? You feel active and energetic. You feel happy. You go to the bathroom, take a shower. You go down to the car, run the car. You go down to the street. You hit every green light. You go to the bank. There's no waiting line, okay? No tickets, no traffic violations, no nothing. But it's the same one day. But this one has much more benefit than this. This is the blessing. This is why the people who pay zakat and say zakat decreases wealth.
Increases or decreases?
Decreases wealth. They say that.
It decreases wealth if you pay...
They say a charity decreases wealth. Because if you have $1,000, you pay $200 to charity. So how much is left? $800. So to them, in their eyes, charity decreases the... Charity decreases the what?
Wealth.
But in the eyes of Allah, no.
It increases your wealth.
It will bless the $800. So with these $800, you can get more than what you can get for $1,000. You buy the stocks cheap, you pay them high. Okay? Allah, you can never be more generous than Allah. Allah will bless your money in such a way that the same exact amount of money will give you a lot more benefits. That's meaning of blessing. Okay? And this is why Allah said, Prophet Muhammad said, the charity does not decrease the wealth. Why? Because the blessings that comes with the charity is going to give you more out of the money. Okay. Also paying a charity. Paying a charity increase the wealth so much. Okay. By the way, why would people worship trees and the sun instead of Allah?
Because they're haram boys.
No. Why would you see somebody worshiping the trees? Because people realize that Allah, the God is the provider. The God is the provider. Provides them with better hunts, with better fishing, with better risk. Okay? Allah, they believe that Allah... That the provider is Allah, is God. The provider is God. So they worship the sun because it provides them with heat. So they say she is God because the sun is God because it provides us with heat, right? The tree is God because it provides us with food. So they confuse, they think that they are the ones who provide, not Allah. Yes. Escorting.
Are the cupcakes good? Cupcakes good?
I'll tell you a story about a woman. A woman who had 10 kids and she is not working and her husband was the only source of income. How many kids? 10 kids. And she's not working. She's not what? Working. Samir, what are you doing over there? Come here.
Okay. I like this dress.
Okay. Where were we? Yes, she had 10 kids, okay? And her dad, her husband is the only working family. And her husband died. Her husband died. So everybody was sad and they were, you know, and they were trying to comfort her and say, okay, you know, it's okay. We know that you're the only working person, but you know, we don't know how are you going to survive after that. Okay, who's going to spend on you? Who's going to bring you back down your risk? Who? So she laughed at them and she said, oh guys, not laughed at them, but she was like looking at them and saying, oh guys, the consumer is the one who died. The provider is still, is everlasting.
Oh yeah.
So the consumer is the one who what?
Always
died.
The consumer is always
dying. Is the one who died. My husband is the consumer. But the Razak, the provider is everlasting. So I'm not worried. There is a story about an ant. Prophet Sulaiman asked the ant, how much food do you need every year? She said, one grain. One grain of food is enough for me for 1 year. So he put her in the bottle and he put one grain of food with her in the bottle so that she can eat. After 1 year, he came to the surprise. He found that half of the grain is still there. So he told her, how come? You said you're going to eat one grain every year. You need one grain. How come you ate only half? She said, when I used to be free, Allah was controlling my provisions. Allah is the one who was providing me. So I had no worries. Allah will never forget me. So I have no worries. I eat one grain and I know Allah will send me another grain. But when my provisions, my risk is under your control because you put me in this bottle, I was afraid that you were going to forget all about me and you leave me alone without food. So I decided to eat one day and fast another day. Just in case you forget, then I have half grain to live on before I die. You see, how is she having the ant, she's having more wisdom than, you know, most of people. Okay.
Say.
Prophet Sulaiman?
Yeah.
Prophet Sulaiman was amazed. Was, you know, it was an amazing answer.
Did he release
her? Yeah, he released her.
Okay.
Now, why does Allah just hand us our provisions?
What?
Allah, why don't Allah just shower us? He gives you $1,000 from rain from sky to your back die. And then you give you 300 pieces of gold.
Because he wants to see if we are Muslim for the things that he gives us, or are we Muslim because we love Allah?
This statement is right, but it does not answer the question. But you're good. Good shot. Good shot. I'll give you an example to make it clear. Let's say your father sent you to a faraway college to attend school. To attend what?
School.
Let's say UC San Diego.
Oh.
Okay? And he lives in the Bay Area here. Yes.
Oh, I love you.
Escorting. Are you writing down notes? Are you writing down notes or playing? Okay. what happened? Is that this guy, the son, the child, went back to school, went to school, I'm sorry, and then his dad sent him $1,000 for his expenses.
Yes.
In August. Fine, he didn't call his dad to say thank you. He ignored him. Then, on month of September, his dad sends him a check. He ignores his dad and doesn't call to thank you.
And then the dad gets mad.
And then for the month of October, same thing. November, same thing. So God got very mad. And then he called his son and he said that, oh my son, oh you bad son. You receive the checks and you don't call to say thank you. And then here is the surprise. The kid says that I thank the male person. Why? He said, because the male person is the one I see knocking on my door, giving me the money, and I kiss his hand. Thank you.
Kiss his hand.
I kiss the man's hand,
everyone. So the dad says, are you dumb or playing dumb? I am the one who's sending you the money. It's my money, not the mailman. You say, sorry, I see the one who's giving you money, the mailman. Okay? So that's why Allah does not send the provision directly. He sent it through the male person. If we use this metaphor, he's sending it through that male person. That is the physical cause. The physical cause, so Allah's sending you money through your employer. Your employer is not the one who's providing you the money. Allah is providing you money through the employer, through male. Okay? But it is Allah is the source of money.
Yes.
Now imagine, if the same son, you said, okay, you say to the son, the father says to the son, how come you're not calling? He said, who are you? He says, I'm your dad. He said, I don't have a dad.
You're not my dad.
What? What? You don't have a dad? Don't you realize that I'm the one who fed you until you grew up and then did all these things for you? He said, no, I was a monkey, and then I evolved into human.
Oh, so
he's... So that's a theory of evolution. That he said, I was a monkey, and then I became a human. You're not my father. Same thing, we do this with Allah. We do this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, okay, we are monkeys, and we are now humans.
No,
so now, by the way, does Islam agree with theory of evolution?
Yes, no.
Islam agrees with the broad principles. But one thing that is not agreed by in the theory of evolution that Islam doesn't agree with, which is that we came from
monkeys.
I thought we came from elephants.
We came from Allah. We came from Allah. So Adam and Eve did not evolve from lower species. Adam and Eve were created miraculously by Allah. Okay? So, other than that, Islam has no major problem with the theory of evolution. Okay. Okay. Nobody dies before finishing his provisions. You don't die before finishing your provisions. That finally assigned provisions. For example, there was a guy who fell into a well. And the ones who fell in this well supposed to die. Okay? So they brought him up and he's still alive. So they wanted to give him something, food. So they brought him a cup of milk. He drank this cup of milk and then he fell down to the well and died.
What?
What's happening there? The first time he still had a cup of milk left.
He didn't die.
As his provisions assigned to him. So he didn't die. Now he drank it. Now he's run out of risk. Then he died. So you never die without finishing your risk. Okay.
That's so late. Oh.
Hey, where's Adam? Oh, we
love
him.
Oh, you guys are in good escorts.
Okay, the final, Allah punished the bird. Allah punished the bird for stealing. Allah created the bird to hunt for meat, not to steal meat, okay? So there was this bird who stole meat that had charcoal, attached to it.
Yeah, and then his kids died.
Yeah, let me finish the story then. Okay, so he brought the meat to the nest so that his children will eat, and he found that the nest burned.
Burned away.
Burned, and his children all burned. So he went crying to Prophet Sulaiman. And he said, didn't you say Allah will wait? Give me a chance to repent before punishing me. So Prophet Sulaiman said, that's true. So he said, how come he didn't give me a chance? Prophet Sulaiman said, okay, your story, I don't know about your story. I don't know what happened before or after. So I can't tell you, but I'm sure that Allah gives you a chance to repent. So this bird went and back, and Allah revealed to Prophet Sulaiman, go tell the bird that the punishment that you got is for an old sin. This sin for stealing the meat, punishment didn't come yet. It's yet to come unless you repent. Okay? All right.